very, very disappointed. You know, we felt we really had a chance of getting through and going to the final. I suppose the summary of it will be that we converted 5 of 14 in the second half, converted 10 from 14 in the first half. That's probably the summary. We ran out of steam a wee bit coming down the stretch, I think. I think Galway looked a wee bit more battle-hardened than us. You know, maybe that experience of a couple of years ago was beneficial to them. Losing Owen Bann was a big loss and a big moment in the game. He had made a brilliant incision and got fouled, and we had the free kick. And you know, those driving runs were missed as well coming down the stretch. So it's a game of very fine margins, you know. And in the second half, I think those couple of reasons, or those couple of insights maybe, would be my thoughts and the reasons why we didn't progress. The batteries ran a wee bit lower, and then what you do normally or naturally becomes a wee bit more difficult. And we sort of lost that sort of flow that we had, that we've had all year, really. You know, they've played brilliant football. You know, they've moved the ball really well. They've made brilliant decisions. So there's nobody going to be given out to them. You know, we said in the dressing room there, it's not the day to talk tactics. You know, it's the day to reflect on, you know, the work that they've done and the effort levels they've put in, and where they've got to, you know. And it's a tough one to take. It's a really, really tough one to take. But, you know, that's football. You know, these moments, big games are decided on moments. And there was a couple of moments there where, you know, the rub of the green wasn't with us as well. I think the game ended a 2-point game. The goal was very fortuitous. We had two brilliant blocks defensively, and the ball fell to a Galway man, you know, after two fantastic defensive blocks. So those wee bits and pieces as well. Sometimes you're thinking, you know, Oisin misses a free, like, you know, he could kick that over in his sleep. And I've seen him doing that every night in training, these wee bits and pieces, and you think, no, maybe it's going to be a wee bit more difficult today than it should be. So yeah, very proud of them, very proud of where they've come from and where they've got to, and, you know, re-established Donegal in Division 1 and Ulster champions, and we'll focus on that tonight. And then I suppose when the dust settles, where we sit in the context of the bigger picture. I just feel we needed to be able to keep what we were doing, that momentum going, and that momentum faded a wee bit. Absolutely, you know, I don't think Galway changed anything dramatically in terms of their defensive approach, but certainly there was more questions asked of us in our attack, and so, you know, tactically, they brought the game plan we thought they were going to bring. The people that we thought were going to be in the spots were in the spots, the man markers, all that. So there was no real surprises there, nor was there in the second half. I think it was just, you know, it was a tough battle out there. And, you know, our lads probably ran out of steam a wee bit, and Galway, you know, managed to keep going. And once that ball hits the back of the net, that's it. You know, you've got to move on, and you've got to think about, you know, the next couple of minutes and how we can get back into the game. And I actually thought they did that brilliantly well today, brilliantly well. I suppose the downside to that is, you know, we had to put in so much to get those scores. You know, the game was level thereabouts. Like, if we were using that energy to go to one or two or three up, you know, you could be talking about a different game, but that's not the way it worked out, and we have to accept that. We were on track and on task in the first half, and we had 10 points on the board from 14 shots. We had the same amount of shots in the second half, the same amount of possession, I would imagine, and we had 5 points of a return. That is really the final analysis. You know, people talk about, you know, year one and all this. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. It's this year. And this was an opportunity this year, and we had an opportunity, and we felt we were in a really good position at half time. We felt if we could have kept it together and pushed on for 15 minutes, that we could have potentially seen the game out. It didn't pan out for us that way. And as I say, Malachy, we'll have to take that on the chin, and we'll have to move on from that and take as many lessons from that as possible. But you're right, you know, 2024 was on the line today. Armagh grasped that nettle yesterday, and they're in the final. you know, we played them three times this year, we didn't lose. So, you know, and good luck to them and good luck to Galway as well. I think it'll be a really good final. So so that's it. You know, you have to just take it on the chin and move on. Like, it's a huge day, as we said earlier about Galway being there 2 years ago. It's a huge day and there's a lot of emotion attached to the day. You know, the stadium's nearly full and 30 or 40,000 Donegal people, all of that ties in to the players, and they're bringing all that to the table. So it's probably natural enough when you're an hour into that that you find the going a wee bit tough. But yeah, you know, they're on the cusp of something really big themselves, and to try and keep that going was a wee bit challenging. And we have to give Galway credit as well. Like, you know, they kept going and they kept looking for those transitional moments. We gave them the kick out in the second half, and they were still looking to kick the ball and look for those transitional moments and stuff. So yeah. All of that, I don't have the answer, and that's what these things are about. I don't have the answer. You know, the next couple of days, the answer will probably, you know, it'll start to appear on the way down the bus with the coaches and having a chat and getting our heads around thing and trying to make sense of it. It's difficult to walk out of a dressing room and walk into this room and be clear about what exactly happened.